Bernie Sanders admits Elon Musk is right, supports DOGE slashing defense spending. By Elizabeth Weibel on December 1, 2024. Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, admitted that Tesla CEO and ex-owner Elon Musk was right about cutting government spending, referencing the Department of Defense's budget and how it had failed its seventh audit. In a post on X, Sanders criticized the Pentagon for having failed its seventh audit in a row and losing track of billions. As Breitbart News's Christina Wong previously reported, in November, the Pentagon failed its seventh audit in a row and was unable to account for its more than $824 billion budget in 2024. Elon Musk is right, Sanders wrote. The Pentagon, with a budget of $886 billion, just failed its seventh audit in a row. It's lost track of billions. Sanders added that last year, only 13 senators voted against the military-industrial complex and a defense budget full of waste and fraud. That must change, Sanders continued. Musk and former Republican presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy were selected by President-elect Donald Trump to co-lead the Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE. In response to Sanders' post on X, Musk's America Super PAC wrote that sensible spending is not a partisan issue. Sensible spending is not a partisan issue, the America Super PAC wrote. The general public supports it, DOGE holding government accountable to spend taxpayer money more wisely. In a jointly written op-ed in the Wall Street Journal, Musk and Ramaswamy wrote about how they were entrepreneurs, not politicians, and would be serving as outside volunteers to cut costs. We are assisting the Trump transition team to identify and hire a lean team of small government crusaders, including some of the sharpest technical and legal minds in America, Musk and Ramaswamy wrote. This team will work in the new administration closely with the White House Office of Management and Budget. The two of us will advise DOGE at every step to pursue three major kinds of reform: regulatory rescissions, administrative reductions, and cost savings. We will focus particularly on driving change through executive action based on existing legislation rather than by passing new laws.